This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
After the conquest of Mecca, the Prophet ﷺ came to the Kaaba and the time of prayer arrived. So the Prophet ﷺ said to Bilal, "O Bilal, climb above the Kaaba and give the adhan." So Bilal radiallahu anh climbed atop of the Kaaba and he stood up and he gave the adhan. And realize the Prophet ﷺ has just conquered Mecca. The people of Mecca have just surrendered to Islam. The people of Mecca have just agreed to become Muslim. Of course, within themselves, there is still the feelings and the thoughts and the emotions of jahiliyyah, of ignorance, still running within them. So when they saw Bilal, this man who in Mecca had been a slave and had been denigrated by Quraysh because of his skin color and because of his social status, they couldn't take it when they saw him standing above the Kaaba. One of them said, "Thank God my dad is dead and has not seen this, has not witnessed this happen in front of him." And another person said, "Couldn't Muhammad have found someone other than this black crow to stand above the Kaaba and to give this adhan?" And another one, Abu Sufyan, radiallahu anhu, Abu Sufyan, of course, he too just became Muslim, but he said, "You know, I'm not going to say anything because I'm afraid that Allah will inform the Prophet of what I say." And indeed, Allah did inform the Prophet of what they said. So the Prophet ﷺ calls them over and he confronts them. And he tells them, "Did you say this? Did you say this? Did you say this?" And they all confess that they in fact said this, because they were amazed that the Prophet ﷺ would know about something they said in private just moments ago. He would already be informed of it. And so the Prophet ﷺ told them that Allah informed me, and Allah revealed this verse.
Ya ayyuhan nas in إنا خلقناكم من ذكر وأنثى وجعلناكم شعوبا وقبائل لتعارفوا إن أكرمكم عند الله أتقاكم إن الله عليم خبير.
Why did the Prophet ﷺ tell Bilal to stand above the Kaaba to give the adhan? Bilal could have given the adhan from the ground level. He could have stood up on a small platform or minbar or something like this and given the adhan. Why did he climb the Kaaba? The Prophet ﷺ wanted him to climb the Kaaba. The Prophet ﷺ knows that these ideas of jahiliyyah are still within the people of Mecca, and he wants to confront them about it. He wants to show them the honor and the dignity and the status of Bilal radiallahu anhu. He wants that demonstrated for all of the ummah. And he wants also ﷺ to confront the evil of racism and tribalism in the hearts of the people. So after this incident, the Prophet ﷺ gathers the people of Mecca and he gives them a speech ﷺ. He tells them, "O people, indeed Allah has instructed that you remove jahiliyyah from yourselves, that you take away this ideology of jahiliyyah in which a person's superiority is based on their forefathers. What is jahiliyyah other than I'm better than you because of my blood, because of my tribe, because of my group, that my tribe is better than yours, my forefathers have made me better than you?" The Prophet ﷺ says that Allah has instructed you to get rid of this jahiliyyah, to get rid of this tribalism that is within your hearts. And then he ﷺ told them, a man is only one of two. Either he is a righteous man, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a pious righteous man that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored, or he is an evil wretched man whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has belittled, or Allah sees as being worth very little. This is the example the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives us. Either we are righteous because of our deeds, or we're evil because of our deeds. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to them, "And indeed all of your father is Adam," meaning the father of each of you is Adam alayhi salam. No matter what race or ethnicity or country or nationality you are from, in the end our father is all of our fathers, our common father is Adam alayhi salam. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Your father is Adam, وآدم من تراب. And Adam was made from dirt. Why is it that people feel arrogant? I'm better than you because of my skin color, because of my country, because of my this, my that. How can you feel arrogant about over another person when in the end of the day your father is Adam, and Adam was created from dirt? Dirt is on the ground, it's lowly. How could you feel arrogant about someone when all of us were just made from dirt? All of us are weak, all of us are lowly in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of us are in need of honor in the sight of Allah. And the only way to get honor is through this verse that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then recited to all of the people in his speech. Inna akramakum عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. The most noble of you in the sight of Allah are those who have the most taqwa, those who are the most righteous in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.